back here. Gavin Furnos will lead things off here. Let's see if the Eagles can tie it up or take the lead. Stranger things have happened.
That's right.
First pitch outside to Gavin for ball one.
So if you're listening at home, do a little dance, take your hats off, put them on backwards, a little rally here.
There's a base hit.
Get down. There you go. There you go, Gavin. Nice base hit for Gavin Furlong there. Start the bottom of the seventh inning off.
Here's Wyatt Alverson. Couple walks and a strikeout sandwiched in between two walks. First pitch in there for called strike one.
Wyatt wanted that pitch. That was about a pitch he liked, and kind of low fastballs. 0-1 count.
Outside. Don't even have one ball, one strike. One of those seniors that helped graduated.
Keep her season going here, kiddos. Inside.
Ooh, just about hit him. So Gavin with a little spark here to start the bottom of the seventh inning. They need base runners. Next pitch.
Ooh, just missed. That pitcher, he just kind of raises his hand when he doesn't get the call.
Must have been high.
Yep. 3-1 count.
Swing and a miss. So we go full.
Come on, Wyatt. Need a base hit here, buddy. Buddy.
Or get on base.
Or get on
anyway.
Base, you bet.
Next pitch.
There he
outside.
Outside. So Eagles with two runners on now. Up steps Carter Hamlin.
Fifth walk given up by Holberg and eighth walk by Jaguar pitchers. Gavin Furnos at second. Wyatt Halverson at first. A conference of third baseman, catcher, and pitcher. I don't think Coach can come out. He'll have to remove the pitcher if he does.
All right.
Here's Carter Hamlin. Single first time up and scored. First pitch up high for ball one. Last time up, struck out looking. Rounded to second, his third time up. So 1-for-3 with a run scored. Big situation for him. In there for called strike one. One ball, one strike. Ian Allpress waiting on deck. Outfielders are quite shallow. Way inside.
2-1 count.
Infield, pretty much normal depth, except the third baseman maybe just walking towards the pitcher, giving some encouragement. He's even with the bag.
Next there's pitch. Outside corner.
Outside corner. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Runners on first and second, and the Eagles trailing by three runs. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Swung on and hit down the right field line and out of play. Pitcher giving chase.
That was a good job by Carter. He protected the plate there.
And that was that outside pitch.
Yep.
You determine your own destiny and not let a outsider determine it.
That's exactly right. He did a good job of flipping the bat out there.
2-2 pitch again. Strong ball to second. Past the diving second baseman. And everybody advances a base.
Good job, Eagles.
Second hit for Carter. That'll bring Ian Allpress at the plate. Once again, catcher and rest of the infield. Shortstop came for a minute and first baseman, so it's mainly the third baseman and catcher talking to him. Grund is a senior leader. Here's Ian Allpress. He's due. First pitch up high for ball one. Bases loaded, nobody out. Bottom of the seventh, Eagles need three to tie. In there for called strike one.
Well, whatever you're doing at home, folks, keep doing it.
Swung on and fouled out of play. So one ball, two strikes.
1-2 count against Ian.
Bases
Pitcher
loaded. Working out of the windup. Way outside. Nice stop there by Gustafson. Saved a run.
He got lucky. He's back out of that thing, and that's pretty lucky, I guess.
Outside.
Full count.
Runner, stay where you're at. There's nobody out. Don't have a mental lapse here. Here's the pitch. Hit out.
Hey, he's in the gap. In the gap.
One run in. Here comes the second run in. And they're going to hold him up at third and second.
Great piece of hitting there by Ian Hoffman.
Two-run double by Ian Offres scores Gavin Fernholz and Wyatt Halverson easily. Carter Hamlin had to wait to see that land safely, and he made it to third base and a stand-up double for Ian Offres.
We're going to walk, intentionally walk, Caden Birneal.
Okay. That'll bring up Dane Haas. With a hot bat the last couple of games, and he's got a solid single last time up. Infield is entirely up on the grass. Outfield had an ocean being did and let it go for ball one. We got Carter Hamlin on third, Ian Allpress on second, and
inside
Caden Birneal on first. Carter is a tying run. And Ian Allpress is a winning run. Nobody out.
Come on, Dan.
Next pitch. Had an ocean.
Let her go.
2-1.
2-1 count. No out. Base is loaded for the Eagles. 8-7 score, Renville County.
The cardiac kid, the Eagles,
yep.
And scoring four big runs on a couple base hits in the bottom of the seventh with nobody out and win the ball game by the score of 9-8.
Wow.
Neon Needles postgame show and a talk with Bart Hill after these messages.
Great Plains Natural Gas Company would like to invite you to go green and get green with Minnesota Residential Natural Gas Rebates. Right now, Minnesota Residential Natural Gas Rebates of up to $500 are available on heating systems, up to $75 on programmable setback thermostats, up to $250 on water heaters. Get a $50 rebate on a furnace boiler tune-up. Rebates are also available on attic insulation and home energy assessments and pilotless fireplaces. For more information on how to save money and receive a rebate, visit www.gpng.com or call 1-877-267-4764. Great Plains Natural Gas Company, in the community to serve.
Thank you, Kathy. Welcome back here to Milroy, the second home of the Eagles, as it turned out. I think we could probably call this team the Cardiac Kids here, I think.
Bart, what'd you say prior to this last half inning?
You don't have to say anything. That's a secret. But no, the kids responded.
You know, basically, I just said they can't run out the clock. They literally have to throw the last pitch and get a last out. So we're the ones that control everything that happens. And oh my gosh, talk about a rally! So we've had some rallies in Lacapara Valley history. Nothing like that where we went through and cleaned the slate with nobody out at all. That was just crazy.
Final line scores read Lacapara Valley with 9 runs on 10 hits. They committed 2 errors and left 10 runners stranded. And Renville County West, 8 runs. They also had 10 hits, and they left. They had 1 error and left 9 runners stranded. Lots of walks, lots of hit batters, lots of strikeouts, lots of everything here, Bart.
There was a lot of everything, and, you know, we did not play our best game, and so when you can come back and win a thrilling game like that, not having your best game, that's amazing. We did a lot of little things wrong, but, you know, in the end, we did so many things right, and, man, I'm just giddy as a schoolgirl. It was just, I don't know if I really believed it happened. So.
There is no clock in baseball.
Yeah, that's
it's
right.
It's never over until it's over. Yep. Yogi has said that so many times, and these guys, we kind of remarked going into that last inning, is this going to be the last game for the seniors?
They didn't want it to be.
They did not, and Kurt made the statement, come on, you people at home, walk around the chair, put your hats on backwards, do something, let's do something to get this rally, and it all happened, Bart.
Yeah. Well, and for the listeners, you can't see this, but we brought up the guys that all scored and got on base that last inning, and we're going to interview them in order, starting with Gavin, because he let it off with a single, and they did it, so I'm going to turn it over to those guys. Thanks a lot, Dick.
Yep, you bet. Congratulations. Well, what was the pitch you hit, Gavin?
It was a little outside pitch, and I don't usually hit those, but I put the bat on it and poked it out there.
You sure did, and you started the rally. And what was it like when you, I don't know, well, you were the first runner of the inning, so you narrowed the gap from 3 runs to 2 runs. What was that like?
Well, I went up there knowing that this could be it for the seniors, and I didn't want that to happen, so put the bat on the ball and got it out there.
Well, you're a little spark plug that we sit on the radio, and you've started the whole rally going, so congratulations there.
Thank you.
All right, let's pass it on. Then comes Wyatt.
Yep.
Okay. And you drew a base on balls.
Yep, I walked.
Yeah, and a 6-pitch walk, well,
yeah,
I think you fouled one off, too. But.
Yeah, that was, it was nerve-wracking. It was up there at the 2-2 count, and fouled one off, and then 3-2, and then he walked me.
What was the, was it close to the last pitch, or
it was a fastball outside. It was close, but it was far enough off, right?
Well, you scored the second run of the inning, narrowing the margin to 1 run. What was that like?
Well, I didn't want to get out, so I was running as fast as I could. I don't think I ever ran that fast. I looked over the scoreboard, 8-7, and then I was like, okay, Dane's up, or whoever's up next, I know we got this. There's no outs. I like our chances. We got a bunch of guys that just don't quit.
Well, that speaks a lot to all the seniors that have led this team all season long, probably for, well, you've been playing since your 9th grade year, so... you didn't want it to end yet?
No, I'm not ready.
Okay, that's good. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Pass it on. And Carter Hamlin, big base hit. You got a hit the first time up and scored a run.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got a base hit, and that I think that, did that tie it up?
No, I think we just...
Still?
Yeah.
Oh, you loaded the bases.
Yeah, I got the bases loaded.
Okay. And then, what was the pitch that you hit?
It was lower, middle to outside.
And
just pushed it the other way.
Okay. Yeah, and what was it like when you scored your run?
I was just really exciting, really. Can't believe what's happening.
Well, for sure, so, yeah. We've remarked a number of times throughout the year that once you broke into the lineup, you've been there ever since, probably about the first third of the
of the season, you broke into the lineup, and you've had some timely hits. Here was another one, and you've played a tremendous defensive shortstop. You made a couple real nice plays again today. So
thank you.
You like playing the game.
I do.
And you'll do double duty this summer.
Yeah.
With Junior Legion and Legion.
Yep.
Okay. Well, good for you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm getting more excited as the time goes on here myself. So you're no stranger up here.
No, I've been up here a few times now.
Yeah, you've been up here a few times. And what was it like for you? What was the pitch that you hit?
So the situation was, well, there were zero outs and the bases were loaded, and then there was a 3-2 count and it was an outside pitch. So I just sat on it a little bit and I had to protect the plate, so then popped it to right center.
Okay. And that, did that?
I think that, I don't know, scored maybe two runs or something, made it
8-7. Yep.
And then Dane was up to bat and he hit a line or two and then, yeah, scored one.
So what's it like coming back from a loss? Like, what was the attitude in the dugout when you came in from the third out? You set them down perfect, 1-2-3 in the top of the seventh.
Well, like Hill says, you can't run out the clock, so he pulled us all together and said that, you know, you can't run out the clock, so put the bat on the ball, get on base, and good things will happen. And we did that, scored four runs, and walked off and won.
For sure, that's great.
Yeah, really exciting.
You probably wanted to play at least one more game.
Oh yeah, definitely.
We don't know. It may not be here, but if you were to vote, you'd probably vote for having it.
Yeah, we played a lot of games here, almost more than in Madison now.
There's been talk in the press box here that why should you, Lacapaulo, drive all the way to Milroy to play Minnesota?
Right.
So chances are it's going to be in a neutral field, I'm guessing, either Granite Falls or Montevideo.
Yep, very possible to be Granite. I remember we played there last year in the subsection game, so okay. We'll see.
Doesn't matter where you play.
No, don't matter. Just baseball, all baseball.
Okay, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yep. Well, you've thrown Caden Biernil. You've thrown two complete games. This was a kind of a struggle for you today.
Yeah, I've thrown a lot of balls, but try to get strikes when I could.
Yeah. Well, you set them down in order in the top of the seventh to set this thing up.
Mm-hmm. Still want them to get any more runs.
And you must want it to play at least one more game, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. You walked.
Yeah, intentionally walked.
That's right. To load the bases again. So, what was that like? You ever been intentionally walked?
No. Never.
Well, if they watched you hit the ball, they probably a pretty good idea that they would walk you.
Yeah.
They did it to set up a force all the way around the base. So, good strategy on that part. So, winning pitcher. What's that like on a game
exciting.
Like this?
Exciting to get the win.
Does it matter where you play?
No.
And you know your opponent.
Yep.
We kind of said during the broadcast, it's hard to beat a team three times in a year.
It is.
Mineola's in that situation now.
Mm-hmm.
And on Tuesday night, you get to try to get some revenge on Mineola.
Yep.
I know you'll go out there. Doesn't matter what the outcome is, you're going to give it your best efforts.
Mm-hmm.
So congratulations.
Thank you.
And then I guess probably last but not least.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. How about you?
Pretty good. Pretty jacked up about the win.
All the times that you hit the ball right at somebody.
Yeah, that was awesome that I could finally find a gap. I was just talking with Ian. I'm surprised it didn't line out and someone got doubled up or something.
You know, that could have been an inside-the-park home run.
Yeah, it would have been close.
But it didn't matter.
No, it didn't matter. All we needed was two runs and found the gap and we got the runners home. So,
well, you put yourself in their position. The infield was way up.
Yep.
they had to throw it home.
Yeah.
They weren't probably worried about the bunt. And the outfielders, if it was hit in the outfield, they would have to throw it home, too.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
They were playing up, too.
I was too long in the count, and the pitcher, all he was throwing was fastballs, really. Didn't really throw any curveballs, so I knew he was going to come back with a fastball right down the plate, and I tried to turn on it, and that's what happened. So
you sure did, and that's probably the hardest hit ball.
Yeah, one of the hardest hit balls of the year for me.
What did it feel like when you hit it?
Oh, it was right away when I hit it, I knew I found the gap. So, yeah, it was awesome. It was a 3 outs away from final game as an Eagle. We were down 3 runs, and we knew we had to take some pitches and draw some walks and get some timely hits to win this game. Hopefully we can keep it rolling on Tuesday.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. There's a lot of teams in the section that would like to be in your shoes.
Yep,
right now.
Final three.
Yeah.
Same spot as last year, and I think we lost last year, KMS, and hopefully we can get into the section championship.
Okay. Doesn't matter where you play?
No. Basically always first base.
No. What ballpark?
Oh. Yeah, Milroy, I think you said Monty or Granite. We went to Granite last year, but, yeah, all the fields are really nice, so.
Wouldn't be bad to play at home either.
No, it wouldn't.
I don't think they'll do that, but, all year long, you five seniors or your group of seniors have led this team some of you, you've been playing on a regular basis for 3 or 4 years. It's a good way to cap out your career.
Yep.
And like you said, it's not done yet.
No, not done yet. Got to get Mineota on Tuesday and then go from there. We got the pitchers to do it and make a run, so I'm excited.
Okay. Well, congratulations.
Yep, thank you.
And this one you will never forget.
No, never forget this one.
When you get to be some of the parents of my own age, the stories will live on about a game like this. You know, I call you right now the cardiac kid. So, I think the fans, the fans listening certainly helped pull you through this, and your teammates and the fans here are unbelievable.
A great crowd here today.
Doesn't matter the activity, the fans from Lacaparo Valley are unbelievable.
Yep, they're always here supporting us, so that's awesome.
It speaks highly of your fans, of your folks, of yourself. So
yeah, they don't miss too many games. Okay. So,
well, congratulations.
Yep, thank you.
Well, that about wraps it up here. I've seen a lot of ball games. I've seen a lot of situations. You always try to go to a ballpark to see something that you haven't seen for a while or that you've never seen before. And we've been treated by this group of ball players to some of those memorable events in this tournament. And we hope it continues. We know it will continue at least for one more game. So I want to thank Kathy Lindbergh at the studio. All you people that sponsor these sporting events that Paul and I do, and we certainly appreciate it. All the fans, and once again, for Q92 Sports, I want to thank Kurt helping out here, Kathy at the studio, and this has been Dick Newman reporting your final. The bottom of the seventh inning, a dramatic fashion, a comeback, Lacaparo Valley 9 and Renville County West 8. Good afternoon, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles post-game show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by these fine area businesses: Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, Jenny O Turkey Store, American Surplus in Montevideo, Brett Johnson Construction, Consumers Co-op Oil Company, Prairie Brand Seeds, Midwest Truck Parts, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, B. Johnson Electric, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, Erickson Chevrolet, Dawson and Madison, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Old National Bank in Madison,
Mattress Barn and Marshall, Miller Services Incorporated, Heartland Eye Care, Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Madison Bottling Company, Jubilee Foods in Madison, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company. Section Sports brought to you by Lac Parle Valley School District 2853, Boris Crop Insurance, Steve Haas, Haugen Insurance Agency, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Ag Processing Incorporated, the Madison Dental Clinic, Ludwigs and Tylek Lawn Implement Company, State Bank of Taunton, Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance, Heartland Motor Company, Olson Dray Service, Appleton Building Center, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, United Prairie Agency, and the Chippewa County Montevideo Hospital.